Hallelujah.
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that he have come out of Mount Zion, which is Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaketh better things than Abel. Praise God. So I just read Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22. I expect to write down and take that home. So Paul is saying something categorically here, and I want us to just think deep into this verse today, because he said that you have come to what?
Zion.
Mountain. Zion. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says you have come. Now you see the word here. It is a present
tense.
Hallelujah. It is a what?
Present tense.
You have come. Let us say, I have come. To Mount
Zion.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, the psalmist in the book of Psalm chapter 24 says that you have come, you have what? He says that what? Who shall what? Ascend.
The holy mountain.
Who shall what?
Ascend
the holy mountain. He that has what? Clean hand. He has not lifted his soul to vanity. You see, a pure heart. That is the one that can ascend to this place, and he called it the place of the blessing. The place of the
blessing.
Who will ascend? So you can see that the psalmist knew the importance of our ascent unto Mount Zion. He knew that the blessing that you really need is situated upon what? Mount Zion. And thank God, when the fullness of time came, God sent his son. The son is actually God himself manifesting himself as a man. The fullness of time came, God sent his son. Praise God.
And
when the fullness of time came, God sent his son. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To fulfill his utmost desire, which is to bring you here to the place of the blessing. And Paul got that revelation, and Paul says, Now the time has come. You have come.
Amen.
To Mount Zion, the city of the
most
living God, the assembly, the church of the firstborn, and the assembly of innumerable. Listen to the word. Innumerable company of what?
Angels.
Angels walk among us. We move with angels. Praise God. In fact, when your body is, when you remove your flesh body, you will see that you are an angel.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These are the things, the secrets that are being revealed today. Now, to get to this place, you cannot get there except you can by faith see the things that are invisible.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Before you can realize this place called the place of the blessing, where you have the new Jerusalem, is actually the new heavens and the new earth. If you look at it, the book of Revelation, Paul says he saw the new, and John says he saw the new Jerusalem descending from God. And he also called it the new heavens and the new earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here you have the innumerable company of angels and servants of God, the redeemed, the perfected spirits. Look at them here today.
Amen.
And these ones are actually all gathered into one, which is God's realm, which is God Himself.
Amen.
Because this is God's holy hill. When it says holy hill, it means that it belongs to the Lord and the Lord alone. So everything here is actually in God. Praise God. Everything here is actually in God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you must be able to see with the eyes of the Spirit this place that we are talking about. Because if you are looking for physical evidence, you will never find it. The mistake that people make in the outer world is that they are looking for a physical manifestation of the things of God. But it's not so. These things are of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to look around for angels, you will not see angels. If anything appears as an angel, it's only putting on a form for you to recognize it. But angels have no form. Angels are spirit.
Amen.
And when you truly know yourself, you will know that you too have no form, that you are pure spirit.
God bless you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These things are very important because it will make you escape the corruption that is in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Certain things that you must know right now, presently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam was in the Garden of Eden, now the Garden of Eden is here. Are you with me? The Garden of Eden is on top of here. The New Jerusalem is on top of here. Everything that you have on is here. The glory cloud is here. Everything that pertains to God is
there.
Upon Mount Zion. That is the place of the consolation of the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the place of the high
calling.
That's why it's called the high calling. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what you take on the earth, you can't get this high. Hallelujah. It's the highest place. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, if you try to smoke whatever you can smoke, you can't get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you ascend by the wings of the Spirit into God's realm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is teaching us how to get here and how to believe and realize that you are actually there. When Adam fell in the garden, now listen to me. Adam was on top of here when he was there in the glory of God, reigning. When he fell, Adam did not shift geographically. When I say geographically, I mean Adam did not leave. He didn't have to fall. You don't have to leave Italy to go to Africa to fall. You can be standing here
and you fall
from that mountain. These are spiritual realities, a spiritual shift. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Adam became dull of what?
Hearing.
When you become dull of hearing, it means to me you have become insensitive. That is death. That is sleep. And when you are insensitive, when you enter into a state of sleep, you lose all awareness of your part in God's realm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it is happening in your
mind.
Adam, who told you you were naked? Did God say Adam naked?
No.
Who told you you were naked? In his state of sleep, Adam was influenced by something that crawled on the floor, on the earth. Amen?
Amen.
That thing that crawls on the earth, today we know, is what they call mortal man. It's the carnal people that are governed by the natural mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what governs this world today. The carnal mind. It's all satanic influence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam for a moment lost reality and fell into a state of sleep. He died. he descended, hallelujah,
amen,
from the pinnacle of Zion. Hallelujah. I don't want to confuse you today, but have you heard of Lucifer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lucifer. Mm. It's a parable. The Bible says Lucifer was on top of the high mountain until pride was found in him. Then he fell. Lucifer means bright and morning star. Lucifer fell from that high place. Sons of the morning. And Christ has come today and says, to him that overcomes, will I give the morning star. If Lucifer is Satan, is God saying that he wants to give you Satan? God forbid. Lucifer is a parable of man. How man fell from glory into the midst of the earth. But God has come today and said he wants to restore you back into your glory.
Amen.
So you can once more shine as the stars.
Amen.
Daniel saw the vision. Daniel saw the vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that Daniel saw those that were asleep in their graves awakening.
Amen.
Awakening. And some of them were shining like stars in the firmament. Hallelujah. Look at the stars of God.
Amen.
They're all here in the heavens. The heavenly bodies, the stars, the cloud. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's all here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But today we must begin to allow ourselves to grow by faith into this reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ always made a statement. He said, your faith has made you
whole.
Your ability to look into the invisible, your ability to perceive what man cannot see, what man cannot hear, your ability to enter in and receive what the invisible things of God,
amen,
has said you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is faith? Faith is what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not
seen.
For by it the elders obtain a good
report.
You want a good report?
Yes.
Then you begin to look into the things that are unseen of men. Mm-hmm. Begin to look into the invisible and take out of the invisible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the way you can actually inherit from God. You must be able to perceive the things of the invisible and receive it by faith. Your faith makes you whole.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your faith makes you whole. Not the evidence, physical evidence. It's not what you can see or you can handle, but your ability to pierce into the unseen and see it that makes you whole. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, I have all things that the Father has are mine. But the man didn't have a dime in his account. So wasn't that the natural man, would he say, well, I don't think this is the kind of faith that I want to follow. Hallelujah. Man will not get donkey. Now he talks say everything when God get thy own. I bet I'm not fit to follow this kind of man, God forbid. I reject poverty in Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ knew he was on top of the mountain. And he knew that his supply would not be cut short. That same angel that supplied bread to Elijah, we are amongst them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things can begin to happen to you supernaturally once you realize where you stand in God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Even without physical evidence, the widow who had accommodated Elijah, what did Elijah say to her when she gave Elijah her last flower? You know they used to use flour to make bread in those days?
Yes.
You know, Arabs up to today, anything bread, every day you see bread, every morning, afternoon, evening, bread. Praise God. And this woman gave her last bit of flour and, you know, prepared bread for the servant of God. Why? Because she has faith that the one working with that servant of God was able to supply
all her needs.
She had looked up to that invisible presence and received from them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Elijah said in another way, your faith has made you
old.
And that flower never ever ran out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That flower never
ran out.
Those ones who are millionaires with big bags of flour, they could spoil, they could run, anything can happen. But that flower was a supply from God that would have never been cut off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because she was able to tap from the invisible by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because your faith makes you whole. Because you have seen, you have heard, you have received an invisible, you are perfect.
Amen.
You are what?
Perfect.
You stand among God's chosen. You walk in God. You have your being in God. All things are yours. I receive it what? In Jesus' name.
Amen.
To him that has believed,
all things are possible.
And again, he said, to him that believeth shall be saved. Your salvation comes by your ability to believe and receive the invisible things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Very important we understand these things. Amen.
Amen.
You see, he said that it starts off like a grain of what? Mustard seed. This thing that is deposited in us today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We come here and we meet. Some of us meet on the internet. Some of us meet. We fellowship and we meet. And there's a seed that is, deposited in our hearts, which is like a mustard
seed.
Now it's very small. A mustard seed is very
small.
Praise God. But that seed, if it is catered for, if you care for that seed and water that seed and guide that seed, it will become bigger than every other
seed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Someone sit down. Don't move up or down. Eh? Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It becomes bigger than what? Every other. And it covers all in all. So that everything goes under the what? Shadow of his.
Of that tree.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ came to increase your faith level and to cause you to ascend back into the realm of God.
Amen.
Do you know that? When he says, oh ye of little
faith.
Hallelujah. He said that you were not born to operate on that level. You are higher beings than what you think you are. You are not just people searching after bread, after money, after the things of this world. You are sons of God. Oh, ye of little
faith.
He has come to lift you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that to him that believes all things are possible.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In heaven and earth. All things are what?
Possible.
And that attribute is God. Because with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are
possible.
And this is where God is upon Mount Zion. Do you see yourself upon here today?
Yes.
Yes.
Everything you hear in this ministry, it speaks about things that are abstract to the natural mind. That's why people come here and they leave. Because they cannot understand the reality of what we're saying. When we spoke about the tabernacle, it looks abstract, but do you know that you are actually the tabernacles of God? You are the temples of God. Do you know that God dwells in the inner part of you?
Yes.
And who is that God that dwells in you?
Christ.
Christ in you, which is your true self anyway.
Amen.
But people don't, it sounds strange to people. A pastor's wife came here one day and she called me some weeks later and blasted me, well, that I preached that there's no rapture. Well, she has been to Bible school, so I don't blame her. I didn't have any Bible school teaching, so she's more qualified than me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then you go to the school of devils. Satan is teaching in school, devils teach you, and you come out and call yourself a pastor. But devils are not the things you fuck and knife, eh? Some devils are nice, good people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the issue is that the devil cannot lift you up here. The devil will tie you down here. And they tie you with what? With their doctrines. And with their lies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lies. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So she told me what? That I don't believe in rapture. And she was very rude to me. Why? You know, when you come in the thing of the faith, everybody has a license to talk. To talk on behalf of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, but you see, I believe in the rapture more than you. But the rapture is not a physical occurrence. The rapture lifts you up to this place. If Paul says that you have come to Mount Zion, then why are you waiting for another rapture to take you again to Mount Zion? So which one would I believe? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The trumpet is sounding now. Today, if you can hear my voice, if you can hear my voice, today, don't have in your heart.
Amen.
Allow the voice to lead you back into your glory.
Amen.
The voice is the trumpet. The trumpet is the voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is man-made doctrines that are robbing you of your glory. It is your glory. It is your own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how would they know if somebody doesn't tell them? And this faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hallelujah. By hearing the voice of the Spirit. The Spirit is trying to make you sensitive once more. The Spirit is waking you from the dead. It's a loud trumpet. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, that when John heard a trumpet, it was loud, strong, in a manner that was able to split the air. Because when you are deep asleep, something has to what? Wake you up. Wake you from your dirty, unconscious state. And when you are awake, you will know that I am the resurrection
and the life.
And who is the resurrection and the life?
The Christ.
So if you are awake, who is awake?
The Christ.
It's the Christ that is appearing. Hallelujah. And people begin to see the beauty and the glory of God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we have to allow our faith grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we fellowship. That's why we continue in fellowship. Everybody has to allow the faith grow. Not just even the people who come to me, even the pastors. Everybody has to allow that faith to grow. Praise God. You know, I saw a letter of Paul to Timothy. Paul was saying, telling Timothy to refresh him.
Of course.
What you say? You know that is a spiritual language. You know, Timothy was used to the language of Paul, being a spiritual man. And he says, refreshing me. Paul was trying to say, share something with me in the faith. Strengthen my faith. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Amen. Jesus Christ said, if you give a cup of water to any of these little ones of mine, you shall not
fail to get your
reward. Now what is the cup? It's the gospel. It's the good news.
Amen.
It's refreshing your soul, assuring you, making you stable once more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At times it seems like everything has fallen apart. Things are not working in my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I left Africa in search of something good in Europe. I thought in Europe I would have some kind of hope. Something will happen in Europe. And you come to Europe again and you are now in camps. But I thought Europe was paradise. I thought Italy was... I could get everything from heaven in Italy. I didn't know it was like this. And it looks like this time is going and everything is falling apart. I'm not moving on in life. I'm not... I have come to what?
Mount Zion.
The city of the
living God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your physical bodies. Hallelujah. Your physical bodies. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ healed some people. And they came back to praise Jesus. And Jesus Christ told them, look, your faith made you
whole.
Do you know that upon Mount Zion there is nobody that is sick? But somebody said, what, sir, my body is paining me. How can you say that?
Earthly material.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to lift you up above the material.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are here, you cannot die. But somebody said, but sir, who has not died before? Enoch did not die. The Bible says Enoch will walk with what?
God.
And it was not because God what?
Translated it.
He was raptured. Listen to that word. It was what? A rapture. Enoch did not die. So why should I die?
God bless you.
Enoch did not have the grace that you have today. Do you know that? Today we walk with God, as God, in God, Him in us, and we in Him. What can be greater? Jesus Christ affirms it. Some of you standing here will never
taste death.
Someone said, but Pastor, I think you better watch it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ascend into the invisible and you will know that you can never die.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You believe in death because you hold on to that which is material. You hold on to that which is terrestrial. You hold on to that which is of this world. Hallelujah. But you are not of this
world.
Your existence has been from eternity. Before this world was, you are. You were in God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, but how can that be? Job says it. Hallelujah. Job said that God reminded Job. Where were you when the morning stars sang for joy? When I made this world, when I created this world, where were you when the morning stars were there with me? Who are the morning stars?
We are the morning stars.
Before this physical existence, you were there in God.
Amen.
These are things that have been hidden from your comprehension. But the Bible says that there's nothing hidden that shall not be brought to light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
These are the lies. And the sons of God are returning back to what?
Mount Zion.
Hallelujah. God is turning back to Mount Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is saying that I became a man.
Oh, hallelujah.
But the time has come to return
back
to
Mount Zion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When the trumpet sounds, the Lord, yes, he called, he returns back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And goes back to Mount Zion and says that, talk with the book of Psalms 24. Can somebody read that for me? From verse 1 to the end.
With a shout! And with the sound of a loud trumpet.
And with the help of God.
Amen.
You see, the Bible is a small book.
Yes.
The book of Revelation. The angel had a small book in his hand.
Yes.
This Bible that you look at as big is a small book that can summarize in one chapter. But it is repeated again and again just to make us believe and be sure.
Amen.
because we became so dull of hearing. So God wants to revive you. Oh, you of little faith, and cause you to reign over all once more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So once you relocate the Christ in you and the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet is the communication of God to you.
Amen.
It's your Father reminding you of the glorious person that you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, all along we've been like Job. Job was crying and, you know, talking about how God had abandoned him and how he had, you know, until God spoke to him out of the cloud.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today the trumpet is sounding out of that same cloud. God is speaking out of a
whirlwind.
And when he speaks to you like Job, you will be revived.
Amen.
The Bible says that Job's later end was better than the former.
Amen.
Why? Because he had heard the voice of the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God has gone up at the sign of the trumpet. Are you ready to ascend today?
Yes, God.
Increase in faith. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion. Let's repeat that together.
We have come to Mount Zion.
Hallelujah. Amen. The city of the living God. Hallelujah. The church of the firstborn. The assembly. Of angels. Innumerable. Perfected spirits. I stand in that company. Because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. That speaketh better things than that of Abel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what the blood of Abel says? Father, deal with them.
Yes.
Father, get them. They are sinners.
Yes.
They are bad people. Look at what they did to me, your prophet.
Yes.
Father, deal with them. Father, deal with them. And people still pray those kind of prayers today.
Of course.
And I saw in the on the church on the television the other day, somebody says, let God, you know, destroy all those people that are after my finish them, let God kill them, let God burn them on fire. And the church with a wild amen. A wild amen. The amen. Jesus.
We can die.
Jesus. Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them.
Yes.
That is the blood of Jesus speaking.
Mm.
And when the Father hears the Son, he hears the Son. And you are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So when God passes over you, he sees the blood. So you are covered.
Amen.
Even if you carry your ego smoke, when God comes, you see blood. Hallelujah.
It's
Hallelujah. It's mine. Somebody say, well, that means tonight I'm going to talk for. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't take it that deep. It could mean that, but don't try God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So I am assured I have a place. I stand here. I can leave this place today knowing that I stand in the company of the blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when you know these things, it functions by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your body is unbreakable. Your body is like gold, divine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot be sick. You cannot be poor. You are not useless. You are not a failure. Cancel all that rubbish from your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let your faith level increase in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for this word of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nicodemus went up to Jesus at night and says, I can see that you are a man of God. God, the way you speak is different from other men. And I can see that God answers you. What is the secret? Jesus Christ says, you must be
born again.
Unless a man be born of water
and spirit,
you cannot what?
Enter the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of you that are good Bible readers, can somebody say, quote that scripture well? He says something that unless you are something you cannot see.
The kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the scholars here.
We are here.
Some, I thought you knew it off energy.
Of course,
when you down your body. The pattern are different.
Okay.
You are down. Look at it here.
Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again.
Okay, you cannot see. We must change our
mindset.
To begin to see and condition our minds to be what acquainted with the invisible things of God.
Amen.
We are too used to evidence, physical evidence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. What Jesus did when Jesus took the three disciples up, he took them on a ride into the invisible realm. That cloud is always there. What they saw upon the mountain is always
cloud.
It's always there. These are things that are present. It's a present world reality.
Amen.
But to see it, you have to accept by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And very few people do that. Most people want physical evidence. That's why they remain on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the things of this world are what passing away. They're not what real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're temporal. But the things upon Mount Zion are real. Therefore, forever. The time has come to possess your possession.
Amen.
Your true inheritance reserved, undefiled in the heavens.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your word.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, we receive it.
Yes, Lord.
We walk into that inheritance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We say it's ours. Hallelujah. We stand, hallelujah, in the company of the redeemed.
Yes,
we stand among the 144,000.
Yes.
Having the name of the Father on our forehead.
Amen.
Covered in white.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blameless before you throughout all generations.
Amen.
Because we have been redeemed from the earth.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let yokes be broken.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Let every spirit of unbelief disappear.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let the people see and enter into that.
Oh, yes, amen.
Which you have reserved for them.
Amen.
Before this world was.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord, because it is done.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
We pray for the needy. Lift them up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lift them up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let the cloud of God pass through this congregation.
Amen.
Lift them up. Lift them up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Favor, promotion in the land.
Amen.
Open doors. Divine connection is all done by you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We've seen it happen before and we'll see it happen again and again and again.
Amen.
Among your people, hallelujah. Because your people shall lack nothing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are God who cares for your people.
Yes,
and their needs, hallelujah. Strengthen your people.
Amen.
Out of Zion in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. As the preaching was going on, the Lord gave me a vision, you know, of a step of king. You know, it was made like just like a ladder, a chair, you know, layer by layer, layer by layer, and it was king form. That was what the Lord showed me. Then when we're doing the praise and worship, the prayer, when the Brother Jolly was praying, the Lord showed me a big light was here was illuminated with the light that was surrounded with the environment, with these premises. That was what the Lord should to be. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Do you want to climb the cliff?
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you something. There's one article I wrote, those of you who have visited the site, about wedding. You know when you say wedding cake, people think that people just design those things like that with their intelligence. Those things are cut from their spirit. When you see a cake with the layers, and you see two people on top of the cake,
amen,
in marriage, it's actually speaking of your ascent. You have to climb that stair up to Mount
Zion.
The top of the church is Mount Zion.
Yes.
And there you are united in one,
yes,
with God.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.